चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरद्विजे नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः। भक्त्या विहीन अपराधलक्ष्यै क्षिप्त्वाश्च कामादितरङ्गमध्ये कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणारविन्दम्। यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि। तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जिमामि त्वया विना ते विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम चरणान्तिके। My humble obeisances in the lotus feet of my spiritual master, Om Vishnupada Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Keshava Goswami Maharaj, and same in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru, Sri Srila Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj. We have begun Rup Shiksha. So, I was telling you, explaining you, that the creeper has reached to the lotus feet of Krishna in Vrindavan. In the different limbs of Krishna. And very happily, she is producing so many very sweet fruits there. And all are coming to where? To this world. Where he is? Where he is? In Vrindavan. What doing? Chanting, remembering. Tannam rupa charitadi sukrittananu. Kramena rasana manasi niyojya. Tishthan braje. Tadanuragi, jananugami, kalam naid akhilam ittupadeshasar. So Rupa Goswami is telling, he is in Vrindavan. What doing? Hearing. And after that, chanting. And how chanting? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. In any kunja of Vrindavan, perhaps in the kunj of Srila Rupa Goswami, now it is called Damodar, Radha Damodar temple. He used to be there, serving his lotus feet, hearing his Harikatha. He is there and chanting. What thinking? What he has heard from his Gurudev. The sweetest stories, pastimes, explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. It seems that he is here, but he is not here. Where he is? Really in Vrindavan. What doing? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Eyes and tears. and this higher standing. Totally observed. He seeing that Krishna has left Vrindavan. All the gopis and gopis, even deers, peacocks, all are feeling separation. Cubs are not taking the milk of cows. Always lamenting and weeping. And cows looking towards north. Where north? Towards Mathura, north, north, south, always. With tears, no grazing, nothing. Peacocks are not dancing now. Cuckoos are not singing. Oh, in feeling separation of Krishna. Also he is saying that all the Brajavasi, Nanda Baba is restless. Now he seems very old, who was quite young at the time of Krishna. Mother Yashoda, not taking anything, not making, cooking and anything. She has become blind, totally. She does not like to see anything. And more, no cooking. The stove is still, but that is chulha. Chulha, really Indian cooking thing. Oh, all the pots in the kitchen room upset. Not clear, very dirty. And on the stove, that is on the chulha. Oh, what?
Cobwebs.
Eh?
Cobwebs.
Spider.
Cobwebs.
Oh, is there only? For whom it will be cooked? No Krishna, no cooking. All almost weeping. Very sad. Terrible. Whole Vrindavan is lamenting and weeping for the separation mood of Krishna. He's here and what thinking this and chanting. Really a devotee like them who are going towards Sarati after Ashakti, they will be like that. They cannot tolerate all these things. So he is like this, weeping and what more? He saw at once towards Krishna. He came to Mathura. What Krishna is doing? He is also lamenting. He has given so much ornaments and cloths and garments, very costly. You should give to Mother Yashoda and all gopis. But Nanda Baba has no dare to give it. Oh, Krishna has cheated us. Not giving. He has anywhere hidden, kept hidden. Always Krishna weeping. And what became in the meantime? Devaki and Vasudev, Ugrasen, whole council wanted to discover something that Krishna should know that, oh, he is the son of Vasudeva and Devaki. He is of Mathura. They wanted to give an impression in his mind and in his heart. He should forget Nanda and Yashoda. So quickly they arranged and they invited all their relatives from here and there, very far away. But No invitation was given to Nanda Baba and any of the Brijavasis. Why? Oh, there was some secret that if anyone come, Krishna will remember and he will at once go to Vrindavan. Anyone cannot check him. So, very strictly it was done. He was saved, Krishna and Baldev both. And this way impression may come by Upanayan. Because father, mother, or this Vasudev and Devaki, they are there present. And they think that, oh, they are my sons, our sons. Krishna is not son of Mother Yashoda and Nanda Baba. So quickly everything, arrangement was done. He was shaped, wooden sandal, and talpata, umbrella, was given him. And he was given fully with Vedic culture, rules and regulation. He became a brahmachari, both they were given. Oh, now they are looking very beautiful. Very beautiful. Reddish cloth, like brahmacharis, on wooden sandal. Guru told everything has been done. Only you have to go to your mother and your father to bake something for me, Gurudev. Oh, you should tell your mother, oh, mother, you should give me some donation. And to father, oh, father, or any, at least 5 houses you will have to go. You can go to all and bring some donations. And he make a cloth like this. Jholi, you know? Jholi, bag. Not bag like this, or that, like bag. You should go and beg some alms. First I will have to go to mother. Where is mother? And he became like wooden anything. Remembered at once father and mother. Mother, mother. But where is mother? My mother has promised to give so many jewels, full of my jholi. But where she is? Mother, mother, he told and became fainted once. All ran away to Krishna. Why he is now faint? Telling mother, mother. Then anyhow, whatever is given, and anyhow, now he has some sense, and quickly everything was done. Then they began to think what to do more. So anyhow, if he is here, Mother Yashoda, or any messenger from Braj may come. So we should quickly do anything that he should be far away from here. And when he will forget, then he may come here. And impression will come. So quickly they arranged to send him to Gurukul. And he was sent to Gurukul Sandipani, very far away from Mathura, very far away. Krishna and Baldev also, both were sent. And he was there for 60 days and in your 64 days. And in 64 days he completed his whole course of Ved, Upanishad, Shastra, all kinds of arts. There are 64 kinds of art. Oh, he knew everything. Especially Vedas, Upanishads, and all things. After that, you know the history of Sudama Vipra and Krishna, how he served his Gurudev, and giving Dakshina to his Gurudev, bringing his son from Jamlok, he returned to mother, Guru Mother. And then after that he returned. But they became felled. Oh, Mathura Vasi, father, mother. What they wanted, Krishna could not forget his father and mother. When he came, after one day, 2 days, what became? Oh, he was lamenting so much. Always looking towards Vrindavan. Always weeping. And one day he was weeping. Where? On the top of, on the roof of royal palace. Bitterly weeping. And in the time, Uddhav came. Uddhav came. Oh, he saw that. He was searching Krishna. And he saw that Krishna is weeping bitterly. He cannot speak. His voice was choked. Tears coming. But Krishna saw him anyway and took his hands in his hands. And began to tell, "My dear Uddhav, you're my a student, you are my helper, you are my generals,
advisor, minister.
You are my minister,
advisor,
you are everything. You are my hardly bosom friend also. So I want that you should go to Vrindavan, Braja, and pacify my father and mother. They are feeling so much separation, always lamenting, lamenting. They have left there, taking meals, walking and doing everything, no cooking at all. Perhaps they may die. I have heard that my so many cows have died. They are not grazing, not taking anything. So many calves also. So you should go. Pacify my father. That very soon I am coming. Don't lament. Keep care of my cows and calves. Otherwise they will die. Why? All the calves and cows are remembering Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. So you should pacify them. Oh, you should pacify my gopis, whose life and soul I am. They are more feeling separation. Machita, manashka. So they, always they are thinking about me. Always thinking. I am always in on their mind. They cannot forget. Sometimes, Nand Baba wants to forget all these things. But in house he cannot. Oh, that same motor charter is there. Oh, everywhere his footsteps in the courtyard. All the paraphernalia are telling, where is Krishna, where is Krishna? Oh. He goes to forget Krishna, where? On the bank of Yamuna. But he saw that everywhere Krishna is there. He played so many pastimes, sweet pastimes there. All the gopis met Krishna there. So more remembering. He began to weep more. And then he returned to Govardhan. Oh Govardhan, I will be alone, I will forget Krishna. But where he went? He saw that all the kungs are crying without Krishna. All the sakha. All are crying. All the trees are crying, feeling separation. Oh, they are, looks like, dry now. So all, everything was sweeping in Krishna, for Krishna there. So Nanda Baba, what to do? Again he returned. Where he goes, he remembers Krishna. So Uddhava, Krishna is telling, go and pacify my father, mother. But especially my beloved gopis. Oh, I don't know when you will go, you will find them or not. Up till that time, they may die all. Quickly, quickly you should go. You should not go on foot. You should go on
chariot.
A chariot. Oh, running very fast. He told anyone to bring that chariot. Made by golden chariot. Now Kansa is dead, that chariot is for only Krishna. So he told that you should go. Very quickly too. He's remembering. What remembering? What his Gurudev has told, explained, Srimad Bhagavat by these slokas. I want to write that book also, in a shape of book also. Very soon I will try. So, very separation. Even a wood can, a tree can weep by hearing this. So, Krishna told him to go at once. He took chariot, but chariot was going empty and Krishna and Uddhava were going. And Krishna was telling, oh, how to pacify father. Especially to gopis. You cannot satisfy, I know. Krishna thought, it will be better. Here I am feeling loneliness. But I cannot return. Why not return? There were so many reasons. What reason was that? First reason was that the wives of Kans to Asti and
Prapti.
They went to his very powerful father, Jarasandha. And they told Krishna like a baby, he jumped at once and he pulled our husbands and he saw that why should I fight with these boys? Oh, he could not resist. Resist?
Yeah.
And anyhow he was killed by that Krishna and Baldev. There was no fault of my husband. He was powerful. He was strong enough to kill them. But he could not do. Because
like nephew.
And then he became angry and he told that, oh, we should be ready to invade Mathura with all army, more than Kaurav Pandav mixed in Mahabharata battle. So he was ready. So Krishna is thinking that if I am going, who will save them? If myself will go, Baldev must go, anyone cannot save. So I should pacify them and I miss some arrangement. Because in Vrindavan, very quickly, if I am going to Vrindavan, quickly Jarasandha will come. There is no fort, no army, nothing, no weapons. And here, also big castle?
Fort.
Here, big army here is. And all kinds of weapons are here. They can fight, but easily they can. Oh, Jarasandha will come and they will destroy the whole Vrindavan and he will kill Yashoda and Nanda and all gopis because they are not fighters. So I must be here. There were so many, also so many regions, but they were hidden. Oh, they were seen from outwardly. But what was the region? Behind and very deep. That was that one day Krishna was sitting on the bank of Prem Sarovar between Nandgaon and Barsana in the middle. There, Srimati Radhika was in the lap of Krishna. A bumblebee came and he was trying to be in the lotus feet of Radhika, thinking that this is lotus. But really it was the lotus feet of Radhika. And he was again and again, and he was surrounding, flying. So Radhika became fearful. And then he wanted to save from that. So Madhumangala at once came and took a bamboo stick. And he followed that bamboo way. And he took very far away and returned and told, "I have driven Madhusudan that he will never come. And hearing this, Radhika became faint. She was in the lap of Krishna. Krishna was doing this, she was doing this. But she forgot that I'm there. And then, Madhusudan is not here and he has been driven and he will not come, never come. So she became faint like this. Oh, what is this? This is called very high class of love and affection called madan. Also there are symptoms of what? Prem Vaichitya. And one more. Prem Vaichitya and more something. Dibyonmad. In Madan, all symptoms will be there. Like Krishna, in Krishna, all the qualities, though they are opposite, but even all the qualities are there. So everything from Shraddha to and lost, Mohan, Maudan and everything, all the symptoms will be there. So Radhika was in this. Krishna felt it that if I'm with gopis, separation would come more and more. And if I'm not with them in separation, they become so absorbed. Sometimes they think that, this tamal tree is Krishna. Sky is Krishna. No? And they become happy. They take out themselves. And they laugh and quarrel with tamal trees. And sometimes they have some man within that in separation, even more, it comes. And they become very happy that we have, as if they have met with Krishna. So better not to be. I cannot pacify them. If I am far, far away, then they are somewhat happy. Otherwise, no. We cannot, you cannot. What? Understand. Never. But I told you. That devotee who was sitting in Vrindavan under the shade of that creeper and he chanting Hare Krishna and thinking like this. We not. Hearing Srimad Bhagavatam explanation. And then Krishna weeping and telling that if I am sending Uddhav, he is somewhat qualified, very intelligent, Shishya of Brihaspati. He should go to the college or school of gopis where I have studied what is love and affection. He will go there and he will take admission in the school of gopis, love and affection. And he will be trained there. And if he is trained like me, then he will return, then I can share my this separation mood. Now in whole Mathura there is none that I can share. This was the main reason. And that is why he said. Uddhav saw that Krishna is coming and weeping and he is so restless. So Uddhav told that you should return to Mathura. I am going. At once he was in chariot and anyhow he quickly went there. Krishna was standing there. Tears were there but now dry. And he was looking, Uddhav. He saw Uddhav has gone far away, out of his sight. Then he saw only some dust in the sky. Even dust went down. And then anyhow he returned. When Uddhav will come, when Uddhav will come there. Not talking with anyone. Here you should see that Krishna has sent Mathura. Oh, go to Vrindavan and see what is Vrindavan. What is Vrindavan? To see. When Krishna was there, oh, Vrindavan was another type of. When he has come to Mathura, he sent Mathura. Oh, you should go and see. What is Vrindavan in my separation? So Uddhav went there. When he came, oh, at the time of Godholi. Godholi, you know? When cows are coming from forest and so much dust goes to lakhs and lakhs cows. You cannot imagine how much dust going there. Even Krishna and Baldev and all Sakha's face began to be colored with these dust. So it was like that evening time. It was full of dust. So easily he went there on the door of Nanda Baba. And thus was told that, oh, anyone has come from Mathura. And Nanda Baba quickly came out of his house and saw that his nephew was there, Uddhav, he knew. And Uddhav, he embraced Uddhav and took with him in his house. Oh, he saw that first I should give anything. From very distance he is coming. So I must give him. From where he was coming? From Nandagaon, not from Vrindavan. Though Nandagaon is also called Gokul or Vrindavan, Braja. That time, from there he was coming. So he thought that I should give something. But he saw that no cooking, nothing is here. And who will cook? Yashoda mother cannot cook. Lamenting, always weeping. When he saw Uddha, when she saw Uddha, oh, she became faint-like. Who has come here and not coming? He forget everything. Feeling separation for Krishna. And then anyhow, Nanda Baba sent any messenger to bring something from a Brahmin house. And he went there and that Brahman cooked some sweet rice without any sugar, because he had no sugar. And it was brought. And then he gave to Uddhav. And it was like a very nectar, because he was hungry. He took it and he took rest. And then when he, everything was okay, then they began to talk. Oh, next day. Gaur Brahmananda. So this devotee, high class of devotee, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And automatically coming like a chain, all these things. Because he has heard all these things of very patiently with his Gurudev. So all may come. If you are waiting for the mercy of Gurudev and serving him, then it may come. Oh, this is the qualification that we can remember something like this. But these are what? Namitiklina. Not mantra upasana. But fan from morning to again morning, as a garlands, all these pastimes are together, then swarasana. Now mantramayi. Mantramayi means like a flower. One. And when they will be gathered together in a link from morning to evening, in that order, then they will be swarasana. It is for high class of Vaishnava. I'm giving a line of thought. You can think like this. But mind is always upset, full of lust and so many worldly things. But you can have a gleam of this. I've told so many things, rough things. So many rough things. And it must have pinched you. But don't think. So, here's something today and tomorrow. Our last date is tomorrow. So, take this wealth in your heart. This is the line. Lust will go. Lust will go forever. But be like this. Gaur Premanande. Oh. You are going just now? You are prepared?
It will take maybe 5 minutes.
Then, very bad.
If you want, you can have the
I told you, Jeff.